Time for another rick of hay. Oof. Looks like you're running out of water. Don't worry, I'll draw some out of the well. Maybe I could find you some sugar, too. I bet you'd like that. There's a good old girl. I'm glad the sun's out again. Everything smells so lovely right after a rain. That's heavy when full of water. I think I'll rest a bit before going back.
Luna.
Hello?
Luna.
Where are you?
I am here, sweet one.
You're standing in the well. You aren't standing at all. How can you be floating in the air like that? Are you a wizard?
Do you not know me, little sister?
My family's dead. Lord Raoul killed them.
What simple folk peasants are. Though no doubt they were kindly to raise you from infancy. I am Lord Raoul. My dear Luna, I did not slay your family. I am your family. More importantly, I crave your assistance. The fate of the Midlands depends upon it.
You need my help?
Yes, little one. If you will not assist me to save the world, then do it for a brother who loves you.
Why haven't you come to see me before?
You were hidden from me. It was not until my master spent years discovering your whereabouts that I knew what small hamlet had been graced with your presence.
Well, you look like you're nice, and I've always wanted a brother.
The task is not dangerous. I simply need you to seek out a tomb and retrieve a small stone from it.
Isn't that disrespectful?
Indeed. And I would not ask, only it was stolen from me, and the thief took it to his grave. Please, it is not far from here, and it would only take a few days.
What's so important about a stone? And why can't you just send some of your army?
I already have, and they guard the tomb, but were unable to open it. Magical properties were placed upon it, and despite all efforts, I could not enter to retrieve my property.
I'm not even 16 yet. What can I do?
You are pristinely ungifted.
Huh?
Additive magic has no influence over you.
So, you think I could walk right in because the barriers won't stop me?
Clever and beautiful, my dear little sister.
Only a few days' journey?
I give you my word.
All right, I'll do it.
And the Stone of Tears will be mine.
Misfits Audio Production presents The Pristinely Ungifted One, based on the legend of the Seeker, Season 2. Featuring the voice talent of Lexa Chitman as Luna, Jules Ismail as Darkin Raw, Captain John Tedrzak as Zedekus Zu Zaranda, and Gwendolyn Jensen Witter as Kara.
The path forks here. He said to go south, but which way is that? The sun's almost down, and with all the trees, I don't know exactly where it is, or I could tell the direction from that. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. I've never been this far from the cottage before.
You may have Richard fooled, but I have seen too many winters to be easily taken in.
I did not turn your wizard's fire against you.
This time, because we were both in peril.
Excuse me. Do you happen to know which path leads south?
The one we're on.
What are you doing so far from home this late, little one?
I am on a mission.
Are you now? Wait, I know that face anywhere. Jensen! Come, give your grandfather a big hug.
I don't know you, and that's not my name.
You look exactly like her. Unless it can't be.
Thank you for telling me which way to go, sir. Good night.
Luna!
How did you know?
You must forgive an old man. I could never tell the two of you apart, nor could your mother.
You knew my parents?
As I told you, I'm your grandfather.
Strange. I've spent my entire life thinking my family was dead. Now suddenly I have them growing out of the trees? What's going on?
Zed, we don't have time for this.
Have you no decency?
We need to find Richard and relay the information we gathered. It's only a matter of time before...
In another hour, it'll be too dark to travel. This is as good as a place to camp as any. There's water nearby and a clear road for the morrow. Come, Luna. I am sure your mission can wait until daybreak. It isn't safe alone in these woods at night. Or at any time, come to think about it.
You're right. And maybe you can tell me stories about Mother.
I promise. You and Kara can fetch some wood for a fire.
Excuse me?
You wanted me to show that I trusted you.
By looking after some little brat. When I was her age, my training was already complete, and I had killed...
Kara.
As you wish. Be sure the branches are dry.
What are those sticks that hang off your belt? I can hear humming from them.
My hands are full of wood, but you can pull one out and look at it if you like.
Really? Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's pretty, but it doesn't seem to do anything.
Impossible! You should be in agonizing pain.
Kara, I thought I told you to look after her.
What is this child?
Pristinely ungifted. Yet you will have no effect.
Thank you for letting me look at it. I like you.
Looks like the two of you have plenty of fuel to be getting on with. I found a warm hollow for camp.
How will we start the fire?
Did I mention I'm a wizard?
Whoa! You can shoot flames out of your hands? That's fantastic.
And I could turn them against him and burn your grandfather into a crisp.
Bet you won't, because you're nice.
If you need me, I'll be patrolling the perimeter.
Why is she angry all the time?
Trying childhood. But enough about Kara. Many years have passed since I last saw you.
I didn't do much. Never left the farm, actually. There wasn't any reason to. I was happy there.
And this mission?
My brother gave it to me. He said he needed my help to find the Stone of Tears.
Did he now? I don't know why Richard put you in such danger. I suppose there was an important reason.
True, his kind-heartedness is legend. All clear. The Banelings did not follow us.
I always heard that Lord Rahl was cruel until he spoke with me.
You shouldn't believe everything you hear.
At least the child properly addresses him. None of that seeker rubbish.
Oh, I know who that is. He's the seeker of truth and goes all over the Midlands protecting the innocent and stopping evil.
That's right. And he's your older brother and loves you very much.
No, he's not. Lord Rahl is my brother.
Yes, that's what the old man just said.
Okay, I'm confused.
You're not the only one.
Luna, you have two brothers. One is the Seeker, a noble warrior for justice, and the other is Dark and Raw, who is twisted, a personification of the evil that the Seeker eradicates.
Oh, I see what you mean. They're both Lord Raw. That's why the Leather Stick Lady thought I was talking about the Seeker.
I have a name, and they aren't sticks, they are Igeals.
What did the man look like who gave you the mission?
He was tall, and clad in a red and gold robe that was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. All rich-like, as if for a king, and he had long black hair and dark eyes. Oh, and I think he's a wizard like you, because he was floating, and I could sort of see through him.
The spirit of Darkon Ral from the underworld.
He didn't look dead, and he was very sweet to me. Ow! Let go!
Listen carefully. The man you saw wants to open a rift between the world of the living and the dead. He must be stopped at any cost. And if you help him, you doom all life in the Midlands.
Stop! You're frightening her.
I didn't know.
You must not help him, no matter what, Luna.
If he's that bad, maybe I can help you instead.
No, dearest. As I said before, this is too dangerous for you.
If we leave her, Ra will find and slay her.
There is a sacred place near here that keeps special children like her safe.
The Sisters of Light. Yes, that would work.
You will be protected there, and the sisters can teach you all the good and noble things you will need for when you are grown up. Kara and I will take you partway tomorrow. Then I will give you a map. Go as swiftly as you can, and do not speak with anyone.
Thank you, Grandpapa.
Now, get some sleep. This is where we part ways.
I'm glad I met you. I'd felt so alone in the world, and now I know I have a big family.
Remember, we love you, and think about you all the time.
Except for the evil brother in red.
We'll be late, Zed.
Farewell. Keep the map close.
Bye, Grandpapa. Bye, Leather Stick Lady.
For the last time, my name is Kara. Oh, if only my Aegea worked on you.
I go right, then left at the next fork, and go through a village. Well, that'll be fun. I've never seen a market before. Oh, what beautiful ribbons everywhere. But why do the people look so frightened? I hope it's not because of me.
Ah, the smell of compliance. How sweet it is.
Who is that?
A wizard who came into our town a week ago. He forces everyone to give up half their earnings in harvest, or he threatens to burn our houses down.
You need to leave these people alone.
Out of my way.
No. I'm the Seeker's sister, and his cause is my cause, so you had better stand aside.
You are only a little girl. But if you insist, I shall make an example of you.
Wait, please, don't hurt her!
She has defied me, and must face the punishment.
Well, that hurt.
Wizard's fire does not affect you.
Now you heard me. Leave.
I think not. I know what you are. A pristinely ungifted child, but a child nevertheless. Lock her up. We will have to burn her the old-fashioned way without magic.
Now stop. She hasn't done anything.
Hey, that's not fair. Let go of me. Let me go. Maybe I should leave the heroic acts to the Seeker.
Indeed, Luna.
Dark and raw!
Listen to the mutterings of old Zetticus Zul Zorander, I see. Yes, your grandfather can be very persuasive.
Leave me alone.
Look around, my dear. The rest of your so-called good family is not here to save you. But I am.
You can rescue me?
Rather, I can give you the power to rescue yourself. As I said when we first met, no additive magic can affect you.
And I can't use it either.
But there is another ancient magic.
Subtractive. I thought it no longer existed. I thought they locked it up.
Oh, it does. All you need to do is pledge your loyalty to the Keeper. One little promise to him, and you will have unlimited power. You can blast your way out of this cell and save the town from the evil wizard. Of course, the Keeper may ask for a few small favors in return.
What would the Seeker say?
He would thank me for saving your life.
I need to think about it.
You have until morning when they plan to burn you.
And thank you.
My pleasure.
I wish I knew whether or not to trust him. Sounds like there's a battle going on outside. All I can see through the barred window. Lots of people running about, and some leather-clad women that look like Kara. And there's that odd humming again. Help! Help me! Help! Please help!
What have we here? She is too old to begin training, Vera. Perhaps. Yet she shows strength. It might be worth the experiment. We are short of girls.
Let me out. They're gonna burn me alive.
What do you say, Mistress Tanya? Take my arm, little girl. I will pull you up through the window.
I thought it was done for.
Follow me. We have liberated some other young girls, and the villagers may not be pleased.
Not my daughter!
Halt! Let us examine the new members of our family before continuing to the tower.
Thanks for getting me out of this cell, Mistress Tanya, but I really must be going.
That is not an option. We intend to train you to become one of us.
That's very kind, but no, my grandfather said to find the Sisters of Light.
Vera, use your Agile on her. She must be compliant before we can continue our journey.
It is not working.
What? Intriguing.
You're right. We cannot train her. Since her weapon do not work, I shall have to...
She is gone. Must have slipped away. After her, Vera.
Yes, Mistress Tanya.
I think she's catching up. Maybe if I climb this tree, she'll come by. I hope it's safe now. If I run through a creek and downstream a bit, that'll help confuse her. I think I read that somewhere. According to the map, this should be the place. But all I see is a solid block of stone going into a cliff. I hope I didn't come all this way for nothing. Hello? Zed sent me. Anyone here?
Luna, dearest child, welcome to Thandor. You are expected. Step through the portal. It will close quickly to prevent the evils of the Midlands from entering.
It's sunny.
Of course. Pain and suffering are left in the world outside. There are many other children here to play and learn with, though first, perhaps, dry clothes and a warm meal would be in order.
Someday, when I'm older, can I leave and help the Seeker?
Yes, when you are ready. For now, you are safe with the Sisters of Light.
Also featuring the voice talent of Mark Kilfoyle as Evil Wizard, John Bell as Townspeople, Rina Sharma as Vera, Tanya Milojevic as Mistress Tanya, and April Sadowski as the Sister of Light. Created by Alexa Chipman, this audio is for entertainment purposes only. No copyright infringement was intended. Released for free by MisfitsAudio.com in 2010. May the spirits protect you.